Hello and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It is Wednesday, November 18th, and we are usually not doing Wednesday shows, but we got the NBA draft coming up, and then we got some news today about Theo Epstein stepping down, so we thought we should do a show. This morning I am joined by Boomy at Boomy TCF on Twitter. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF on Twitter. The main page is at typical underscore Chicago on Twitter. Like I said, this morning we'll be talking about Theo Epstein stepping down as the Cubs. Was it GM?
Yeah, no, I think it was like vice president or something was his official title.
And then we got some NBA draft preview. We got the Foles injury update, and then we'll be ending the show with Boomy's wacky web story. But like I said, we got it's gonna be a sad show.
Sad story. Sad day.
If you want to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, just type in "typical Chicago fans." You will find us on there. Go over to the YouTube page. Type in "typical Chicago fans." You will find us on there. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Morning shows, podcasts, interviews, food reviews, all that goes on there. We have a new podcast episode 87 just dropped. We just dropped that on YouTube. And if you want to find the podcast version of that, we also do the TCF Morning Show on the podcast too. It's typical Chicago fans. If you got Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. And then if it's anywhere else, just type in typical Chicago fans. You will find us on there. Shout out to 26shirts.com Chicago. Boomy's got the shirt right behind him there. If you want a shirt just like that, go over to 26shirts.com Chicago. Use the promo code typical Chicago fans at checkout and you will get 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is typical Chicago fans at checkout for 15% of your off of your purchase at 26shirts.com. Chicago. Boomy, I'm not even going to ask you how you're doing because I know how you're doing. I'm just going to get right into the subjects today. Theo Epstein steps down as the, you said, vice president of the Chicago Cubs. He had 1 year left on his contract. It was most likely he was going to leave anyways after this year. I think his thought process was let Jed Hoyer kind of start the, I don't know, rebuild, whatever's going to go on here. The changing of the team and kind of let him do what he's got to do. I have a lot of faith in Jed Hoyer. I think it's going to be a smooth process going forward. But you never want to lose a guy like Theo Epstein, who is easily a Hall of Famer, easily one of the greatest to do it, his job ever. He's taken 200.
He's the best.
Was the Red Sox a 100-year drought?
Just about it. I think it was like 98 or something.
Two huge World Series droughts. Beat them both. Conquered both. Did what he said he was going to do here in Chicago. He won a World Series. Yeah, it wasn't multiples, but guess what? It was one. It was one, and that's more than a lot of teams can say since the time that he joined the Chicago Cubs. I don't think a lot of repeats have happened since then. I don't think any.
No, not a ton.
Maybe.
Theo's official title was president of operations.
President of operations. But he had a press conference today talking about how he's going to step down. As of right now, he's just going to kind of see what happens. Boomy was kind of saying before the show he could see him going to the Mets. That would be a rebuild.
Or the Phillies. They're both in need of GMs.
Yep, the Mets just got new ownership, too. Well, not ownership. Is that ownership? Yeah.
Yeah. We got a brand new owner.
With Steve Cohen. So there's going to be a lot of money to be thrown around there. So it's a rebuild, a team that's kind of going maybe the right direction. So that would be another awesome story for him to do, win a World Series there with the Mets. You wish him nothing but the best.
If he can go win one with the Mets, he is without a doubt the greatest.
And I still think if he doesn't, he's still easily one of the best to do it.
It sucks. I don't know. I don't know about you, Zach. I've seen some people tweeting that this isn't, you know, a bad thing and that, you know, things have not gone, you know, the way it is planned since 2016. That's a load of crap. Theo Epstein is the best front office, anything the Chicago Cubs have ever had. This is a huge, huge loss. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if you think that, you know, they didn't make the runs the last, you know, 17, 18, 19, and this year. This is a huge loss. If you think that losing Theo Epstein is not a big loss, you're an idiot. And I've seen way too much of it on Twitter. And people have – people – it must be the people that were not fans before 2015 because they don't remember how bad things were in those 10, 11, 12 – Christ, 2012 was one of the worst baseball teams I've ever watched. Those, some of those Jim Henry years were just unbearable. And, you know, it's – even into the – you know, we had the 2 years in was it 07, 08 or – and then 2003, obviously, but it's literally like every 4 or 5 years. People forget what it's like, you know, what the Cubs have been my entire life, you know, for the first 25 years of it has been very, very mediocre. This guy was the savior. He came in and literally made the Cubs a destination. And it's I absolutely despise that there's people out there saying that this is not a big loss because it is huge. He is the best GM, player personnel, anything. I think that's idiotic. If you tweet that, I think you're a moron. So,
it's just it's one of those things you really weren't expecting. You knew, like you said, it was going to probably end after the season, but you just didn't really think it was actually going to happen. And then today, the news comes out, especially after, I mean, Chicago just, it was a gut punch. I mean, the Bears get just beat on Monday Night Football, look awful, not good. And then we wake up, and Theo Epstein is resigning from the Cubs. They said you knew he wasn't gonna get a new contract. He didn't want. I don't think he would want to stick around. He said he wanted to move on to the next thing, and phase three in his career. And the Cubs.
I don't want this to seem like super doom and gloom, you know. Though at the same time, no, like Jed Hoyer think Jed Hoyer is gonna be more a good.
Yeah, Jed Hoyer is gonna be. It's gonna be a good leader going forward, and I think that he has learned a lot from working under Theo Epstein, and he knows what to do. But it just sucks. It still just sucks.
I did hear that Jed Hoyer was the one that demanded or told Theo that Pedro Strop has to be a part of the Jake Arrieta trade, and that was the reason Pedro Strop ended up in Chicago. So he gets a couple extra brownie points in my book for that because we all love Strop. So, and this sucks. There's no easy way about it, and we knew it at some point. I think he said at one point in his career something about staying 10 years at a place is perfect because, you know, then you've, you know, if you've accomplished what you've set out to do, and we're just shy of that after 9 years. And I don't know, man, no one's going to convince me that this is a good thing for the Cubs.
Yeah. It just, you lose a guy who has led you to the World Series. Yes. Everyone wants more World Series. You want a dynasty, this and that, but you got 5 years of, or was it 6 years?
Yeah, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
They were competitive 18. every single year. They were in it every single year. And as a sports fan, that's all you can ask for. So
yep.
we say thank you to Theo Epstein. He's going to move on. He's going to do great with whatever he does, if he's going to go back into baseball or if he's just going to stay away. Who knows? I would not expect him to stay away for long, but we will see.
Let's just say if he showed up at the corner, we would definitely buy him beers.
Yeah, well, I'll buy him a beer wherever yeah, absolutely. I get to meet Theo Epstein. But we'll talk about a little positive stuff here. The NBA draft, the Bulls have the number 4 pick in the draft. A lot of guys who you probably won't know their names right away when they get drafted tonight.
Yeah, probably with the shortened NCAA tournament when a lot of
they said there's a lot of overseas players, some players that like LaMelo Ball, like you know who that is, but a lot of guys have kind of gone that way of going overseas and playing or not going straight to college and just kind of going to make some money that year. So I think that more and more you're not going to know them straight from college too.
And of course there's that, Zach, but there's also the fact that like no, remember like in – like July and August when they just hype up the draft combine that happens in Chicago and they talk about it on SportsCenter, you know, who played well, who's working out for who, who's interviewing with who. We didn't have any of that.
Well, yeah, it's a weird year too. There's a lot of guys who get drafted off of their performance in the NCAA tournament, and you didn't get that chance.
Or even at the combine. So it'll be interesting for sure.
Or in their tournaments.
Yeah, very true. Very true. But I am excited. I'm pumped, dude.
I'm excited. Like I said, the Bulls have the number four pick. I hope they just kind of stay there. They get best available for what they want. Because as of right now, for me, the Bulls are the bright spot in a way.
Yeah. I mean, it feels great going into a draft where Garpax is not making the pick. Yeah. It does feel good.
Yeah, it does feel good. But we're going to have to see
what
happens.
I want to run down a couple of these options, these couple different mock drafts I've been reading. A lot of people are thinking LaMelo Ball is going to Minnesota. Don't be surprised if Detroit swoops in and tries to steal him. They need a ball handler really well. He's worked out for the Pistons. I don't want anything to do with LaMelo Ball.
I don't think
I just think there's a better option. Well, they're actually the one mock draft on CBS I'm reading right now has him there at four. And then James Wiseman going two. I think Wiseman's the best player in the draft. Obviously, 7-footer. He's only 19 years old. And then they have Anthony Edwards going third. I wouldn't hate that at all. He's a thick, you know, big guy. But here's the pick that I love. And if it means the Bulls trading back a little bit, I'm perfectly okay with that as well. I love this Denny Avija. This kid from Israel, he's the one we talked about when we first found out the Bulls are getting the fourth pick. He's kind of climbed up. He's got obviously EuroLeague experience, fairly young kid, 19 years old, gets a lot of liking to Luka, a 6'9 point guard. Or I'm sorry, 6'9 forward, but can handle the ball really well. Slightly after that, Obi Toppin, who I'm not crazy about. Those mid-major guys always scare me a little bit.
Awesome nickname.
But at the same time, they scare me just as much as European guys. Now, if this was Garpax making this pick and we're talking about European guys, I might have a little bit different take. But Arturas Karnišovas has shown in his time in Denver that he understands and knows what to look for in some of those EuroLeague guys.
But and then would you not want to get Obi Toppin for that nickname, though?
No, not worth it.
Shirts.
No, thanks. It would be, yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying, but this team is in desperate need of something.
It would be
fun. And then him, or after that, Tyrese Haliburton, I wouldn't hate either. But those both, I think, with Haliburton and Obi Toppin, if you're going to trade out of that four spot, maybe pick up a second-round pick, then I'm okay with that. But if Danny Avija is still there at four, I would love to see them add him to the mix. I think he's a hell of a player. But we'll see. Isaac Okoro from Auburn, I like a lot. There's a huge kid from USC. I think they got like a 6'10 kid that I don't mind. I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I'm not going to disrespect him at all. But there's been some other names popping up. I don't be horribly surprised. We've talked a couple times about how shallow this draft is, seeing the Bulls maybe trade out of that four spot, which I know is going to piss a lot of meatheads off. They're like, oh, the four spot, why are you trading out of it? But I think Arturas Karnišovas knows what he's doing, and I'm going to trust him until proven otherwise.
I'm hoping they stay there and they just get a good player for the future in that spot.
Hard to argue with that, buddy.
That's my hope. Nick Foles, the injury comes out today. It's kind of day-to-day at this point. It's like a hip injury, sort of. So there may be a choice between him and Mitch Trubisky come the Green Bay Packers game, and it may end up being Mitch Trubisky that is chosen. If both are healthy, I still think there will be a little bit of a decision, but I still think I now think that they're going to go with Trubisky. I think anything's on the table at this point with the performance. Who knows? Like I said, they say it's day to day, but you don't really know that well right now. But day to day, it looked really bad in the moment. I mean, they had the cart come out. I thought ribs, shoulder injury, something bad.
The first test they did apparently was to check for a fracture in his hip, which probably would have ended his career.
Yeah. So
at this point, don't you just throw Mitch out there and say, let's go with it? I mean,
he's got to be healthy too.
Six to one, half a dozen to the other, and it's like, you know, you might as well ride with the guy you mortgaged your franchise, not mortgage, but, you know, you put your neck out for, like, let's just ride with it. And, you know, he was 3-0 in games he started, I think. Or no, that was Nick Foles. At one point, but I don't know. I think you just go with Trubisky and just ride it out and see what happens.
Yeah, I think that that's what will happen. I don't know if they'll play the whole season and if something bad happens there too with mm-hmm. Trubisky, but I do think against the Green Bay Packers, you will see Mitch Trubisky, if healthy, starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Boomy, you got a wacky web story to end the show for us.
I sure do, buddy. And, you know, with all the sad times, hopefully bring something a little bit more positive today. And that is that the most expensive racing pigeon has officially been claimed. Apparently racing pigeons is a big thing. They'll take them homing pigeons, like they used to use in like World War I and World War II and all that. But a wealthy Chinese pigeon racing fan paid a astonishing $1.9 million for the Belgian bred bird, saying a lot more than merely what kind of money can be made in the sport, because obviously you wouldn't spend $1.9 million on a pigeon if there wasn't money to be made. But apparently pigeon racing is huge. They'll take these homing pigeons like hundreds, like 700 miles away from a place, and then the first bird to back to that location is the winner, and they are like big time money makers. Got $1.9 million for a pigeon. Absurd. That's but good
insane.
For that pigeon.
Insane.
That pigeon's living fat right now, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that pigeon is living life.
Do you think he just like walks around with just a cocky little strut and he's like, yeah, guys, like,
oh, I'm, yeah. I mean, he has to live the life.
You know, pigeons walk, you know.
If you're worth $1.9 million, this bird may have
Bird sleeps in a nicer bed than I
have.
May
have security.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, he's got to have like he gets his own. I don't know. Do they call them pigeon coops? Like a chicken coop? Is it a pigeon? Yeah, whatever. We'll go with pigeon coop. Yeah, he gets his own pigeon.
I guess
coop.
It's just a room.
Yeah, he probably has a house. I mean, for $1.9 million,
oh my
you're
gosh.
Probably going to put this thing up. I mean,
yeah.
This bird is living better than we are, Big Z.
Oh yeah, that bird is living better.
But he better perform. If he underperforms, people are going to start talking. Why'd you pay this much money for a guy? You know how it is in sports, man. He'd better bring home some dough.
You would think so.
Stupid.
Anything post show, Boomy?
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Sad.
Yeah, that's kind of the. Hopefully the Bulls do something great tonight. They end up with a great player, and then we can remember this time for the good when we're celebrating an NBA championship.
Shout out to my hat. You can't really see the lighting here.
Theo's League. I got.
Thank you, Dom.
Yep.
Shout out, Dom. At Dom Frederick. Hopefully we can get him on the podcast here this weekend. I was going to ask him. This is my invitation. we want to talk about Theo. He said they got this hat from him. But what were you saying? Yeah, Bulls. I don't. It just, you really weren't expecting it. I would have liked at least like a tweet that was like, oh, the Cubs and Theo Epstein are thinking of parting ways. Like, give me like a, give me something like beforehand. But then it was just a boom, resigns.
Rip the floor out from underneath.
I'm listening
me.
To Chicago radio just go nuts all day. I get this.
Yeah, it's not something you want it.
But we will move forward.
Imagine.
The Cubs will move on. And I said, Jed Hoyer. Is going to be.
It's
going to
be real great when Jed Hoyer raises his World Series trophy.
Yeah. 2016. Us Cub fans will never ever forget that. But thank you to Boomy at Boomy TCF on Twitter for joining me this morning. I am Zach Lilia at Zlilia TCF. The main page is at @typical_Chicago. Instagram, Facebook, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You'll find us on there. Go over to YouTube. Subscribe to Typical Chicago Fans YouTube page. Morning shows, podcasts, interviews, food reviews, they're all on there. Go check that out. And then wherever you get your podcast from, if it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. Give us that 5-star rating. If it's anywhere else, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Shout out to 26shirts.com. Chicago. Use the promo code TypicalChicagoFans at checkout to get 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is TypicalChicagoFans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com. Chicago, Boomy, anything else?
Hey, let's have a Wednesday.
Let's have a Wednesday. This has been the TCF Morning Show, Wednesday, November 18th. We love you all.
Peace.